Good morning. We want to welcome you to Little Swatara. We want to welcome our listening audience this morning as well. We're so glad that you joined us here, and we're so thankful for your presence in the house of the Lord this day. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we're so excited, anticipating the birth of the Christ child. So again, thank you and welcome to Little Swatara. A few announcements. This afternoon, immediately following the service, we're going to head down to the Oak Nut Room, and we'll have a light luncheon and head out to caroling to the shut-ins. So anyone interested in caroling after the service, please feel free to come down to the Oak Nut Room, which is in the lower level of this church, and join us for an afternoon of caroling. And then this evening at 6 p.m., we'll be gathering at the cafe in Bethel, the Gathering Place Cafe, and we invite you to carol along with us. And this includes our listening audience. Please join us for caroling today. And after our evening caroling in the town of Bethel, we'll join for refreshments at the cafe. So we welcome all to join us in an afternoon of sharing God's love and his message of hope through Christmas caroling. We also just want to highlight that there are Christmas cookies needed. I know many of you have been baking and baking and baking, but we would love if you would be able to bake some cookies for our Christmas Eve service, which is going to be held at 7 p.m., and it's entitled The Christmas Story Told Another Way. So we invite you to join us. There'll be candle lighting at the end of the service, near the end of the service, and cookies and the fellowship hall thereafter and beverages. So Christmas Eve, 7 p.m., we invite you all to join us, your friends, and our community as well. And Christmas Day, we just want to remind you, there'll be just a 10 o'clock service, no Sunday school that day. So on Christmas Day, we just want to let you know it's a 10 o'clock service, and what better way to celebrate Christmas by joining together as the body of believers and just worshiping that day. Are there any other announcements we want to highlight before the lighting of the fourth Advent candle? Any other announcements? All right, as the candle is lit, I invite you into a time of reflection, the meaning of this Christmas, the hope that is being born, and the Savior that has been given to us through the Christ child.
Oh, Thank you.
joy of song and such delight it brings to our ears and reminder of the beauty of this Christmas season. We're at that time in our service where we share joys and concerns among us. We know families that have lost loved ones, and we continue to offer support and encouragement to them and the hope that we have this Christmas through Jesus, that they are in the presence of our Lord. We have a microphone that'll be coming around, and we welcome you to share any joys or concerns you may have.
When my grandma's sister Julie passed away and my great grandma passed away, I felt very sad for my grandma and myself. But even though they're not with us anymore, they're always with us in our hearts.
Amen. Amen. What peace she brings us through her wise words.
With the Christmas days coming up, we should remember Carol and Bunny Shaw in our prayers. Bunny has not been too good the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
And I have two requests. One for the family of Bertha Himmelberger. She passed away earlier this week. Mike, Michelle, and their girls are hugely involved with our family through the marching band program at the high school. And then a neighbor, Haywood Walker, will be having surgery on Monday.
Thank you. Any others this morning? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, this Christmas. We thank you for the love and the hope and the joy that he brings us. But Father, we know in the midst of this season, there are memories of loved ones that have gone on before us that flood our minds. And we just pray now, Father, for your peace, for your hope to be instilled within us, knowing of their salvation, knowing our salvation, that one day as our lives come to end, we know that we'll meet you face to face. So Father, thank you for the gift of salvation brought through your Son, Jesus. We think, Father, of many families that are struggling and many families that are dealing with illnesses, and we just pray, Father, that you would enter into their midst. We think of Carol and Bonnie Shaw and the Himmelberger family. We think of Haywood, and we think of Kenny Wenger and the family, and Rufus and Dorothy Murky, and John and Ruth Hoover, and Carl and Faye Balsbaugh, and Sandy Kaufman, and Earl Miller and the Reinhardt family, and Carol and Pete Sanchez, and the Vincent and Nancy Miller family, and the Sally Emmerich family. And Father, we just continue to lift each of them up by name, knowing that you are aware of what's happening. You are very much involved in what's happening. And we just thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Father, that the greatest gift given this year goes with us through this life, through the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you, God, for guiding us and directing us and allowing us to live sold-out lives, knowing the peace that we have, knowing the difference that you make. And so, Father, we just now come before you. You know our hearts. You know what we're dealing with in this very moment. And we know the sadness among us. We know the joy among us. And we just continue to lift up every family that's here today and every family represented in our listening audience and just place them before you. But now, Father, we come before you just confessing and asking for forgiveness for the sins that entered into our lives. And we also just come before you with gratitude, thanking you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Hear our prayers. Father, as that baby boy was wrapped in swaddling clothes, we too ask that you would wrap us in your love and in your compassion, to wrap us and surround us with your mercy that's new each day. We thank you, Father, again for the hope that we have. We know that this life too shall pass, but we know the life eternal awaiting us, and we pray that we would be people about sharing that good news. And Father, if anyone's here this morning or in our listening audience that hasn't come to know you, we just pray that you would just tug at their hearts and allow them to know the meaning and the purpose of what it is to believe in your Son Jesus and the restoration that we receive. So thank you, Father, for that peace that you offer this Christmas. Thank you for the joy that it brings our lives, even in the midst of our sorrows. We pray, Father, that you would allow us to go forth and to share that good news with others. May your love be spread this Christmas and throughout the year, knowing that your presence is here with us. We thank you for knowing each and every one of us and for allowing us to be able to follow you closely each and every day. May we be surrendered. May we be obedient. May we be forgiving of one another. And may we see the path that you have called us to, the purpose for our lives. And it's in Jesus' most precious name that we pray. Amen. It's always such a joy to be able to give out of cheerful hearts. And this morning we pray we would continue to do so as we wind up this year 2016. And so thankful for the givers among us and just praise our Heavenly Father for the blessing He bestows upon us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for meeting our every need. Thank you for providing for those things we're not even aware that we need and you abundantly give. Thank you, Father, for each giver. Thank you for the blessing of being able to give. And we pray that out of the joy of our hearts, out of the cheerfulness of our hearts, that we would give this offering, that it might honor you and that you might use it to further your kingdom. And we pray all these things in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
I'd like to invite all the other kids up to fight up front for the chosen moment. Don't you just love all the Christmas decorations? Which one's your favorite? The candy canes?
The candy canes.
The candy canes? How about them beautiful Christmas ribbons?
Yeah.
And them bows?
Yeah.
How about the bells?
Yeah.
And the candles?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how many angels they are?
No.
There's angels everywhere for Christmas decorations. Is an angel an important part of the Christmas story?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can anyone remember when the first time Mary or Joseph saw the angel?
No.
Did an angel appear to Mary?
Yes.
Yeah? How about to Joseph?
Yeah.
Yeah? Our Bible lesson tells us about another time that there was a visit from an angel. This visit was to Joseph. As you know, Joseph and Mary were engaged, right? Yeah? Can you imagine the thoughts that went through his head, through Joseph's mind when he discovered that Mary was going to have a baby? What do you think he asked him? Do you think he asked himself, "What do I do now?"
Yeah.
Joseph was a good man, and he did not want to disgrace Mary's publicity. So he decided that he better break off the marriage quietly. While he was considering this, an angel appeared to him in a dream. Do you remember what the angel told him?
No.
"Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child that is inside of her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." When the angel spoke to the Lord, the angel of the Lord spoke to him and made God's plan clear. Do you think Joseph obeyed?
Yeah.
He didn't understand how everything was going to happen. He didn't need to worry, so he just trusted and obeyed, right? Yeah? Sometimes you and I might find ourselves in situations similar to this, where we have no idea what to do. Like Joseph, we might ask ourselves, "What do I do now?" Do you know what we can do? We can listen to God. And he might not speak to us through an angel, but do you think he'll speak to us through the Bible?
Yeah.
So it's up to us to listen and obey. Let's pray. Dear God, we are filled with joy by the many lessons we learned from the story of the birth from your Savior. Help us to read your word and listen as you give us the answers to life's difficult questions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. This Christmas just didn't turn out the way that I thought it would. Man, am I glad there's a seat to sit on to be able to take a rest from this long journey that we've been on. But man, this Christmas wasn't what we dreamed of. We thought for sure we'd have this great family celebration. You see, it was only a year ago that we announced our engagement. Man, Mary's mother was so excited. She couldn't wait to tell her friends. I know, I'm just a carpenter, but that didn't even matter. She knew how much I loved Mary and would do everything to provide a good home for her. Her dad, man, did I love that guy. He was a true businessman. He had already begun the wedding plans for the following year. His prayers had been answered. He knew that I feared Jehovah and would bring up his grandchildren in the ways of our God. But that was a year earlier. I should have been the bridegroom, setting out to take my bride to the happiest banquet of our lives. I'd never been more excited. But my, how things suddenly changed. We found ourselves trudging towards Bethlehem, tired, covered in dust, and our feet, oh, our feet were so sore. Mary was due to give birth to her child at any moment. We waited in Nazareth as long as we could, hoping Mary would give birth there. But that baby just kept waiting. But the government decrees they wouldn't wait. Once again, the Roman government had forced its hand upon our lives. How we longed to be free. Free to be our own people, God's people. We longed for the day when the Messiah would shatter the yoke of bondage and set us free. Could it be? The Messiah was about to be born. Mary's unborn child would be our Savior. Are the Romans actually pushing us to Bethlehem so that God's Son would be born in King David's town? Every now and then, Mary and I would talk about these things. But I'll be honest, we had more questions than answers. All I knew was that I loved Mary and that somehow God had control of our lives. Oh, how I adored her for her simple faith. But how we complicate things. These past 9 months have been so difficult. I can still feel the shock when Mary told me she was pregnant. All my mind would do is race around and round in maddening circles. How could she do this to me? I actually questioned if she loved me. In the moment, I was actually more concerned what my friends would think. They knew I was supposed to be getting married. How could she look so calm, so peaceful, so innocent? She kept trying to tell me this was God's will. This was His plan for our lives. I tried so hard not to make rash decisions. So quietly, I told Mary I needed some time alone. What's a man to do with this information overload? I knew it wasn't right to go ahead with the wedding. She was pregnant after all, and it wasn't to me. But I loved her so much. I remember seeing her for the first time and how beautiful she was. I was so thankful when the marriage was arranged. But how could she do this to me? All our dreams, they seemed shattered now. God, what is it you would have me to do? Such a hard question, and it should be much simpler than it is. The scriptures even say that Mary could have been stoned for being pregnant outside of marriage. Not my Mary. Please, God, not my Mary. How can she even say this is God's will? There's no way. Mary must be out of her mind.
After a torturous time of indecisiveness, I decided the proper thing to do was to break off the engagement. There just doesn't seem to be any other choice. I'll pay for Mary to leave until that baby's born. At least that spares her the embarrassment. But where should she go? Maybe your cousin Elizabeth would welcome her. Now there's a story. They wanted a baby for as long as I knew. It seems they came to the point of accepting the fact they weren't going to have a child. But then Elizabeth becomes pregnant. And Zachariah, all I can say is strange. Very strange. Something happened to him while he was serving as a priest in the temple. He comes out and he can't speak, not a single word. Everyone believed that he saw a vision. This type of thing hadn't happened in years. Actually, several hundred years. Could it be God was breaking his silence? This decision hadn't been easy at all. I continued in my mind battling what I should do. But I knew my decision was final. I'm breaking off this engagement. Finally, I'm going to get some sleep over this decision. I'll tell Mary in the morning. I know she'll accept my decision. But then that night, the most exhilarating thing happened to me in a vision. I don't even know how to say it. I can't blame you if you don't believe me. I sometimes find it hard to believe myself. But in some way, it seems more real talking with you today. And here's what happened. An angel spoke to me. I still shake when I think about it. To a priest like Zachariah, sure, I get that. But me, a poor carpenter, struggling, an average commoner? Yet I tell you, God spoke to me. I'll never forget his words. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now I could hardly wait till morning to tell Mary. I knew the baby growing within her was God's voice to his people. Our emotions are so hard to describe at that time. We were in awe, yet we were in fear. There was such wonder, such joy, but yet such bewilderment. But above all, there was humility. We had each other. We planned a quick, simple wedding. We still had to tell our parents. And then began that hard, difficult journey. Let me tell you, living in the center of God's will is not easy. Strangely peaceful, yes, but not easy. Time marched on. We did get married. Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, but why would God want us to go to Bethlehem? Couldn't he have just made Caesar's decree a little later so that she didn't have to travel so far and so pregnant? All I could think of was, what if she gives birth on the journey? I mean, isn't this long path placing the baby's health in danger? Wouldn't it be better to have Mary's mother help us with the delivery? Things don't always go as planned. Sometimes they seem confusing. But here we were, separated by several days from our family, alone among strangers, as Mary gives birth to God's Son. That night was unlike any other. Time and time again, I remember we were told, there's no room for you. But we quickly learned that to be alone with God was far greater than anything else in the world. That place that we finally found was made as comfortable as possible. We got used to the smells and to the sounds of the barn. But at the sound of that baby's first cry, Mary's pain seemed to be forgotten. There we were together praising God as we realized His presence in that stable. Silently, we witnessed as God sent friends to see the birth of His Son. Shepherds, of all people, I smiled, I even chuckled to myself. The good news of the Savior shared with the poor, the lowly, as His word promised. These people weren't even accepted in the synagogue. They were called unclean. And here they are, kneeling as the very first friends to visit God's Son, our Messiah. Later, there would be wise men, astrologers, noblemen from other countries. Again, I smiled, not even Jews. Yet they were brought by God to worship Him. A king, they said. As I looked at their extravagant gifts, I wondered how God would use them. Our plans for Christmas, they vanish in comparison to God's plans. I encourage all of us here to place our lives at the center of God's will. Then God's will be the center of our Christmas. May you know and experience God's peace. Shalom.
Please rise for our closing hymn.
Anticipate the coming of the Christ child this week. May we be filled with joy. May we be filled with excitement, knowing that the Messiah is born to save us from our sins. May we know the peace that He brings. May we share the hope of the good news to our friends, to our family, to everyone we come in contact with. Go in peace, knowing the Savior is about to be born. Celebrate that birth. Amen and amen.